Welcome back to The Roundtable. I'm Ian Pickus.
I came along when he broke your heart. That's when you needed someone to help forget about him. I gave you love with a brand new
star. Our region gets to bid farewell to one of popular music's most beloved albums this weekend, at least on the stage. Brian Wilson and his impeccable band are coming to Tanglewood on Sunday. The tour is billed as a 50th anniversary celebration and final concert performance of Pet Sounds. Rolling Stone ranks Pet Sounds as the number two greatest album of all time, and the Beach Boys as the 12th greatest act in history. There are two fellow Beach Boys on tour with Wilson, including Blondie Chaplin and longtime collaborator and original member Al Jardine.
It's probably the most revered album of its time because of the integrity of the songwriting and the production. And, well, I could go on forever.
Have you enjoyed looking back on it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Well, I enjoy doing it more now on stage than I do looking back on it. Looking back on it was really hard. I mean, it's hard to do, you know. It was a very difficult, time-consuming, and it was record-breaking for us. And when I say us, I mean the Beach Boys. And the label just didn't know what to do with it and let it die off the charts. So to get it this many years later is kind of remarkable. And the younger fans seem to know all the words to the songs. It's almost like having a hit record again. We just did a show in Brooklyn, by the way, which was even more impressive to me, because those guys were singing along with us, filling in the answers on some of the songs, which was really, really beautiful.
How have you approached getting the sound of the album on the stage? Because very famously, Brian's production was complicated and so many layers of sounds. And how are you approaching that in performance?
Well, the band he's got formed around himself in the late 1990s learned all this music by studying and analyzing all of the tracks, and the musical genius behind that was Darian Sahanaja, who managed to eke out a lot of the mystery, I think, in the formulation that became Pet Sounds. And he was able to teach the parts to everybody, which I thought was nice, you know, and very instructive and helpful. Some stuff is buried so far into the mixes, you know.
Is there a highlight, you know, on the record or live in performance, one song that's special to you?
Oh, God Only Knows is my favorite track, you know. Of course, behind, just ahead of Sloop John B., of course, which I'll take credit for bringing to the band and producing co-arranging with Brian. Those two are my, but then, geez, you go on to the other. There's nothing that I don't like. It's the lyrics are poignant and beautiful. If you don't, you put your head in You Still Believe in Me in particular. I Just Wasn't Made for These Times. Waiting for the Day, Here Today. They're all great. And I know there's an answer, which I sing lead on, come to think of it. But that's neither here nor there. These songs stand the test of time.
When this album was being made, you know, the band was out on the road and Brian Wilson was back in the studio. When you guys came back to sing your parts and to finish the album, what was your response to what you had heard so far?
We met the challenge. That's all I can tell you. You know, we just went into the studio immediately and started recording, you know, the vocals. So there wasn't much time to, you know, analyze anything. We started listening to playbacks and recording. Brian was real anxious for us to get in the studio, and of course we were jet lagged out, you know, because we just come back from Japan. So it took us a while to get into gear and into, you know, power mode. You know, it takes a couple of weeks sometimes to get over jet lag, but we did it.
Now, as part of this tour, you folks have been in the studio at Capitol. We're doing some new versions of the songs, and was that kind of a deja vu experience for you?
Yeah, it was, and it's always nice to work with Matt Jardine, my eldest son, because he really sounds like Brian when he was 23 or 4 when we made the album, you know?
Wouldn't it be nice if we were older, then we wouldn't have to wait so long?
So that helped, you know, to have that kind of that familial feeling, and also revisiting the tower, the Capitol Tower. But we didn't record these at Capitol. We recorded them around town. We recorded in different studios. So, you know, I mean, it wasn't that kind of feeling necessarily.
What's it like being in a band with your son?
Oh, yeah. Well, he's great. I mean, it's just great to have him back there. You know, he's like the pillar of the vocal community, you might say. He helps bring out the tone of the leads that are so instrumental to the success of the Beach Boys. You know, he has that edge that Brian had when he was that age. You know,
and he can do that. The falsetto. Did you teach him that?
No, that's his own thing. He used to tour with the Beach Boys with us right during the 80s, late 80s, 80s and 90s. He caught on real quick, and Brian wasn't touring with us, not very much during the 70s and 80s, so Matt took over those responsibilities. It's great. Great having him on board.
Are you getting to do Help Me Rhonda on this tour?
Yeah.
That's always a highlight when I see you guys. Do you still have fun with that song? I mean, you must have sung it a billion times by now.
Yeah, it's good. I mean, it's always in the right spot. You know, we like to start the encore with a couple of hits, you know, and then we have a song that we like to call All Summer Long that we like to dovetail into Rhonda. So it's a nice segue because they're on the same album. They came off the All Summer Long album, and it's just a perfect segue. So, yeah, it's a lot of fun to do it.
How's Brian doing these days?
He's good. He comes alive when we do the Pet Sounds album. He's spontaneous and sometimes witty and sometimes funny. Yeah, he's way into it. He encourages the audience to, you know, sing along a little bit, you know, if they want. And he's enjoying the heck out of it.
You all made a new album together during the reunion a few years back. We're talking about Pet Sounds, of course, but looking forward, are you planning to record at all together?
The Beach Boys, you mean?
Yeah, or, you know, you and Brian and Blondie.
I don't know. Yeah, you know, there's a certain possibility. We always talk about it, you know, but it just remains to be seen. You know, we still have musical ideas, you know, and every once in a while you say, hey, we should record that, and then we work on an arrangement, and then we never do. So it's like, you know, it's more fun performing them, really, to be honest with you. I'd rather write a new song and just do it on stage, but then the audience doesn't want to hear that either. So they want to hear the old stuff. So we'll see. Yeah, we'll see what happens. You never know.
Well, that's the thing with the Beach Boys. When you had the reunion tour a few years ago, I think you were playing over 40 songs a night and still leaving stuff out. I mean, you guys could play for days.
Yeah, I know. That's the thing.
Al Jardine joins Brian Wilson for the 50th anniversary tour of Pet Sounds, which comes to Tanglewood on Sunday. Well, Al Jardine, thank you so much. We're excited to have you in town.
Cool. Thank you very much for your interview.
And you're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.
So broke up, I wanna go home. So hoist up the John B. sail and see how the mainsail set. Come for the captain ashore, let me go home. Let me go home. Why don't they let me go home? So broke up, I wanna go home. The first mate, he got drunk and broke in the captain's trunk. Consul four had to come and take him away. Sheriff Johnstone.
stuff that John B. said. See how the main sail sail. Come for the captain ashore. Let me go home. Let me go home. I wanna go home. Let me go home. Hoist up the John B. sail. Wheels so broken. I wanna go home.
Let me go home. Hoist up the John B. sail.
Poor cook, he got the fit, and he threw away all my grits. And then he took and he ate up all of my corn.
Let me go home. Why don't they let me go home?
Yeah, yeah.
This is the worst trip I've ever been on.
So
hoist up the John B.
Hoist up the John.
See how the mainsail set,
how the mainsail.
Come for the captain ashore. Let me go home.
Let me go home.
I wanna go home.
Let me go home.
Hoist up the John B. sail. This is the best trip I've ever been.